in Killarney. 5,200 people were conferred with their Irish citizenship. Huge crowds of people around the place. A lot of pomp and ceremony, as there should be, really, really, when it comes to a situation like this, and it comes to this many people who are receiving their citizenship. It all took place in the INEC, and I was there on Monday. You'll hear no report from it and hear from some of the newly minted Irish citizens. You'll hear music from the Irish Army Band at the start, and you'll also hear some beautiful harp playing from Elaine Hogan, and the words, of course, of Presiding Officer Judge Paddy McMahon. Applicants, of course, from 132 countries living across all 32 counties of the island were part of the 5,200 who got their citizenship in Kerry.
It's my privilege to tell you that you are all Irish citizens.
Can I just point out, just to make you feel really at home, we have good old-fashioned Irish rain outside, which is pouring all day. Now you know you're in Ireland. Congratulations.
Gustavo, okay. I've been here since 2010, okay. So it's a long journey. I had to leave the country, came back as an Italian citizen because my grandpa was Italian, and now I feel like I achieved something on my own, okay. And it's home away from home for sure. My mom lives here now too. It means the world to me.
What do you work at?
I'm a tech worker.
Okay.
Yeah. So I call seeking work today, so I won't say their name.
Yeah. My name is Irina, and I've been in Ireland since 2004, actually.
Okay.
So I haven't really you know, because I already had like European Union passport, I didn't kind of feel really the need. But it's been like 23 years, so I feel like I have to make it official now. So.
And where are you from originally?
I was born in Russia, raised in Lithuania, so I grew up in Lithuania. So. Okay.
And how? Why did you think it was so important for you? How do you feel after it's been done? The journey you've been on.
I can't really see myself living anywhere else. I cannot go back home. Like I cannot. I feel like I'm a westernized human now. So, you know, I argue with my parents about politics, but I just can't see myself. I can't see myself in any other way. All my friends are Irish. I live in Ireland. I've been living here for like 23 years. So.
How difficult was it to become the process of going through it? Was it a lot of hard work?
Because I have an Italian passport as well, it was a lot easier.
Sure.
So I'm sure a lot of people that have to track their time and there's a lot more paperwork.
Yes.
But for EU citizens, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you feel inside the atmosphere of the whole day?
And I was holding back tears the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
I was crying the whole time.
And you're delighted now to have a chance to contribute to Ireland as a country that's your home for your future?
Yes, I can vote now. I'll be able to vote.
How important is that you have a say in how the country is managed? Because you live here and you contribute, you pay taxes.
I really wanted to vote for Catherine, and it was I was a little bit upset that I couldn't, but next time I can. So yeah.
I never thought of vote. You know, I've been here 20 years, and I always kind of like let the voting pass me by. I never thought about it, but it's nice to feel like I can finally be like a fully fledged member of a society. And I'm looking forward to taking the duties and responsibilities very seriously.
Are you sad about what's happening back home from your point of view, what's happened over the last number of years?
So I lived in Ireland since 2004, and it's my choice. It's been my choice the whole time. Like my mom, for example, moved to UK. Well, I'm still living in Ireland, so I come to visit my family. So I kind of just live here. I don't know how to explain. I try not to think too much of what's happening anywhere else. I you know, obviously lives, you know, it's very sad seeing how, yes, all the things that are happening, but I feel like it's very important for Irish people to preserve their culture and their identity, and I feel that I have made a lot of efforts to integrate with the Irish culture. When I first came to Ireland, I made a point to live with the Irish people, to get to know them, because I wanted to be part of your culture, and it wasn't easy at first. It took me a long time to get Irish friends, but now all my friends are Irish, basically.
Okay. Yeah. And like one of the things is Irish is it's a relatively peaceful, stable country. That's a big attraction for being part of a society like that.
Yeah, like economy, but you guys are like really, really friendly, like the most friendly. If anyone says that Irish people are racist, I get pissed off with them, because where I come from, you guys don't have any clue what is racist. Is racist, you know, like in comparison,
yes.
It's such a like a minute, you know.
Minority. Yes.
It's you guys are in comparison with other people, I guess, not racist at all.
Yeah. You feel it's been welcoming.
You should be proud for your country. You guys are doing great. Look at what Ireland has done in 100 years. It's absolutely astounding. I really hope Ireland goes further. I would actually say I think Ireland should get together with the Scandinavian countries.
Yes.
You guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Well,
Arina,
that's just my opinion anyway, sorry.
Thank you so much for talking to me, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, there you go. That was just one of the groups of people. There was six ceremonies in total. 5,200 people being conferred with their Irish citizenship in the INEC Gleneagle on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And some of the people we spoke to there who had just newly become Irish citizens. If you have a view on what they said about why they did it, get in touch with us in the programme. Fabulous music. The Irish Army Band doing a brilliant job with some Christmas classics there. And also Elaine Hogan, the harpist, playing brilliantly as well. If you have a view on it, you heard from Colin Brophy, who's Minister for State at the Department of Justice as well, talking about the rain outside, and there's been plenty of that over the last couple of days.